What were you doing in the safe?
A boy shares his newfound wealth.
How much money did you give to Christian?
I gave him $500, and from there, it was $1,000 increments.
You accepted stolen money?
Yes.
Now, what will it cost these parents?
Christian gave you the story that he had worked for the money.
I've never had any issues with my son lying.
When their mouths move, they're lying.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Valerta Darrell is suing 14-year-old Christian Cure and his parents, Misty Cure and David County, for money stolen from her safe.
Order, all rise.
This is case number 494 on the calendar in the matter of Darrell versus Cure County.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Darrell, this is your grandson.
Correct.
And he's 13. Is that how you are? Tell me your first name.
Hayden.
You had some money in a safety deposit box. We're going to get into how it got there and from what source. It was cash. For some ridiculous reason, you decided to give your 13-year-old grandson the combination to that safety deposit box, or you decided to put the money in that safety deposit box that your 13-year-old grandson knew the combination to. I don't know which came first. In any event, this young man, whose first name is?
Christian.
It is your claim that your grandson stole the cash from the safety deposit box and that he gave some of the money to Christian. And therefore, Christian's parents should be responsible for half the money that was taken from the safety deposit box up to the maximum of this court's jurisdiction, which is $5,000. That's your claim.
Correct.
The defendant's parents, I think, was it you who wrote the answer?
It was myself.
All right. And your last name is?
Cure.
Miss Cure says, well, her son did come home with $2,000 that she found, correct?
No, Christian showed me the money.
Showed you the money, and it was $2,000.
Right.
So he came home with $2,000.
Yes.
And Christian, who is 12, gave you the story that he had worked for the money.
Yes.
That's according to you, that he had worked for the money.
Yes.
And with the money, the mother went shopping with him, bought all kinds of stuff. That's according to your answer.
Not necessarily. I did let him spend the money.
Well, let me see what you wrote here. That's true. I believed him and let him go shopping to spend the money. He lied to me and said he got it from working for Hayden's grandmother and uncle. Okay, so we'll ferret it all out. First, I want you to describe the safety deposit box.
Your Honor, I have a copy of the small box that was in my closet in my bedroom.
Just a second. So it's one that you can pick up and move around?
It's very heavy, yes.
But you can pick it up and move it around. And when did you give your grandson the combination to the safety deposit box?
I did not give him the combination. My husband did when he was still alive.
And when was that?
That would have been at the beginning of 2017, possibly.
When did you get the combination to the safety deposit box?
At the beginning of 2017.
Beginning of 2017, you were 11. For what purpose did you get the combination for the safety deposit box?
Because it's
not an answer.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. My grandfather gave it to me because I wanted to see his fake eye because he had a fake
because
eye.
Because he wanted to see?
Because I wanted to see his fake eye because he had a fake eye.
Kept
and
it.
Sorry,
Your Honor.
And where was it kept?
In the safe in a little square box.
Anything else in the safe when your grandfather gave you the combination?
Some paperwork and some rings of his.
Did you look at those?
Yeah, he showed me the rings too.
And when did you tell your grandmother that you had this combination to the safe?
She knew I had it from the
day. Don't tell me what she knew. You didn't tell her. She had seen.
My grandfather told her.
Okay, that you got the combination to the safe so that you could look at his fake eye.
Yes.
Well, that's the first thing that I find unusual in your complaint. In your complaint, you say that your grandson had the combination to the safe because we had used it together to save for a vacation we planned to take.
That was later that we started saving for money.
Well, I don't care if it was later. The reason he had the combination to the safe was not because you gave it to him to save for a vacation. The reason he had the combination to the safe is because, according to him, his grandfather gave him the combination to the safe well before you started to plan for an alleged vacation.
The first time I heard that Hayden had knowledge of the combination was when my husband and my grandson were sitting on the bed talking about maybe it would be nice to save for a vacation.
Did you put in any money in there for a vacation, Hayden?
I did. Maybe not right at that time, but that's when we had the idea to go to South Dakota.
Who had the idea of going to South Dakota?
My grandfather and I.
Not your grandmother?
She was there too, but my grandpa was the one who decided South Dakota. We all came up with the decision that we'd like to go on vacation.
Where did you get money from?
Working.
For whom?
I had a tutor for school, and I just was doing handyman jobs for her.
And we're getting cash?
Yeah, a few dollars every now and then.
And not spending it. You were putting it away?
Yeah.
In the safe?
Yeah.
Along with the rings, right?
Yes.
I want you to tell me, Hayden, you tell me, when did you first see all the other cash? Give me the month and year that you saw all the other cash that was in the safe.
August 2017.
And describe to me how it was packaged.
It was inside of a bank bag, and it had four bank envelopes with money inside them.
A bank plastic bag with a zipper?
Yes.
Did you open it up?
Yeah.
What were you doing in the safe?
I was going in there to get a $10 bill out so me and Christian could go swimming.
Was Christian at the house with you?
Not at the time.
So you went into the safe by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh is not an answer. Yes is the answer.
He was going to come.
No. You went into the safe by yourself?
Yes, Your Honor.
Christian wasn't in the house?
No.
And when you went into the safe by yourself, your money was not in this bank bag, right?
No.
Your money was in what kind of bag?
It was in a white envelope next to the bank bag.
Did you take out $10 to go swimming with Christian?
Yes, I did.
And then you looked in the bag?
Yes.
Was that the first time that you knew that there was other money in the safe?
Yes.
Did you ask your grandmother where the money came from?
Not at that time.
At what time did you ask her where the money came from?
About a week later.
Well, tell me about that, when you asked your grandmother what that money was.
I told her when I got in there to get the $10 bill out to go swimming, I saw that there was money in there, and I asked her where it came from.
And what did she tell you?
She told me it was my grandfather's life insurance.
Is that the whole discussion?
Yeah, that's all we really said.
Well, did you discuss with her going on the trip? Now that she had all this money, you could go on the trip to South Dakota?
No.
Did you ask her what she was going to do with the money?
No, but she already had plans with it to save it up because that's what my grandpa wanted to do, so we could get a new house is what the plan was.
Well, how did you know that if you didn't know that there was money in there?
Because we'd been saving money up already from the start to get a new house.
Well, where were you saving the money, in the bank or in the safe?
In the bank.
In the bank? Well, did you ask your grandmother why she didn't put all this money in the bank?
Well, no, because I already knew. Because my grandpa only put money in the bank, certain amounts of money at a time. And she said that she had just got the money a little while ago and she hadn't deposited it into the bank yet.
Well, in order to get the money in the bank, what you have to do is, if it came from insurance, you have to cash a check. Right? You're a pretty smart boy.
Yes.
And if you have to cash a check, you have to cash a check against usually an account that has the same or more money in it so that they're sure that it's a good check. Bank isn't going to get stiffed for the money. So how much was this check?
Your Honor, the check was for $22,117.
And you have proof of that?
I do. I have it with
me. Okay. You have the place where you cashed that check, showing that you cashed the check.
I do, in my evidence.
And that was in August.
I actually cashed it on July 31st. My husband passed away on June 23rd, 2017.
So now you cashed this check. According to you, you paid for outstanding expenses that your husband had, funeral expenses and the like. And then you had how much left?
$16,000.
How much money did you give to Christian?
At this exact time?
At any time. How much money did you give to Christian?
The first time I gave him $500, and from there it was $1,000 increments.
How much money did you give to Christian?
I don't know exactly.
Let's figure it out.
I took out $1,000 three or four times for each of us, and then the first time was $500 each.
Let's start again. first time you took out $500 that you gave to Christian.
And $500 for myself.
And that was in what month?
August, the beginning.
When you first found the money?
Yes.
So when you went to get the $10 for yourself, for you and Christian to go swimming, was it at that time that you took out the $500 for yourself and
for
him?
It was later that day.
Same day?
Yes.
You made two trips to the safe?
Yes.
And when was the next time that you gave him money?
A few days later.
Also in August?
Yes.
You gave him $1,000?
Yes.
Was he in the house with you when you went to the safe and took out the money?
Yes, he was in the bedroom with me.
Tell me about the discussion you had with him.
We just talked about what we were going to do with the money, and I showed it all to him.
What did you do with the money?
I bought clothes and spent money at the county fair, because at this time the county fair was happening. And
that's $1,000. That's a lot of money to spend at the county fair.
I spent it on clothes also.
And when was the next time you took out money?
Probably.
Not probably. Five, I don't want to hear probably.
5 or 6 days later.
How much did you take out?
$1,000.
Was Christian in the house with you or not?
Yes.
You took out $1,000 in total, or $500 for you and $500 for him?
$1,000 in total.
So how much did you give to Christian, if anything?
I gave him half of it.
So you gave him $500?
Yes.
When was the next time, if any, if ever, you went to the safe again?
A week later, we went one more time and then took $1,000 again.
$1,000 in total, or $1,000 for each of you?
$1,000 for each of us.
And that was the last time, according to you, that was the last time you went?
Yes.
So far, I have $3,000 that, if I believe it, that your grandson gave to Christian. Do you understand?
I do, Your Honor.
So, not $5,000, which is what you want. So far, your grandson, if I believe him, gave his friend $3,000. Once $500, second time they split $1,000, the third time with $1,000, and the final time was also $1,000. That's what you told me. So, now let's get to you, Christian.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would assume any normal parent would say, where'd you get all that money from?
Yes.
And what did you tell your mother?
I told her that I got it from working for Val and Hayden's uncle.
And what did your mother say? No.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Valerta Darrell says her grandson, 13-year-old Hayden Lopez, and his friend, 14-year-old Christian Cure, stole money from her safe. She is asking that Christian's parents pay half of it back.
So far, your grandson, if I believe him, gave his friend $3,000. Once $500, second time they split $1,000, the third time with $1,000, and the final time was also $1,000. That's what you told me. So, now let's get to you, Christian. First time your friend gave you how much money in August?
$500.
And that was the day that you went swimming?
Yes, that was on August 5th of 2017.
Where did he tell you he got the money from?
His grandpa's 401k.
That he had stolen?
Yes.
So you accepted stolen money?
Yes.
And you spent it?
Yes.
And then he gave you another, how much?
$500.
From the same stash. And what did you do with that money?
I bought clothes with it.
But then you got $1,000 twice.
Yes.
When did you first show the money to your mother or father?
Sometime in August of 2017.
Tell me how that came about.
Well, I went home after going to Hayden's house, and then I didn't want to hide it from my mom, so I just showed her the money.
What do you mean you didn't want to hide it? You'd already hidden $1,000 from her.
I didn't want to spend it behind her back so that she, like, thought I was
stealing. So get suspicious because you were buying all this stuff?
Yes.
Right? Do you do your own laundry?
Yes.
What kind of clothes did you buy?
Clothes from The Buckle.
What is that?
A shop in Sterling, Colorado.
When you showed your mother the money, what denomination were the bills?
They were hundreds.
And I would assume any normal parent would say, where'd you get all that money from?
Yes.
And what did you tell your mother?
I told her that I got it from working for Val and Hayden's uncle.
And what did your mother say?
What did you say?
No.
She said, okay.
Well, let's go back a little bit. I'm having so much fun with this. Let's go back a little bit. Have you ever worked before?
Yes.
For whom?
My uncle.
Doing what?
Mowing his lawn.
And in what year was that?
2017.
When in 2017? Had to be in the summertime.
Yes.
So that summer, you worked for your uncle mowing his lawn. How many times did you mow his lawn?
About 4 or 5 times.
And how much did he pay you each
$20.
Time? $20. So at most, you made $100 from your uncle, right? Well, here you're showing your mother $2,000 in $100 bills. So now your mother doesn't look like an idiot. If you were my 12-year-old, or how old were you then?
I was 13.
Then, I would say, what kind of work did you do this summer for Hayden's grandmother that paid you $2,000? That would be a normal question for you to ask, right?
Yes.
Did you ask that question?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The next thing that I would do is not say to my son, go spend the money. I would pick up the phone and I would say to Val, what is he doing for you for thousands of dollars? Did you do that?
I did not.
Where were your brains?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Valerda Darrell says 14-year-old Christian Cure was a co-conspirator with her grandson in the theft of money from her safe. Valerda wants Christian and his parents to pay for half.
Now, your mother doesn't look like an idiot. If you were my 12-year-old, I would say, what kind of work did you do this summer that paid you $2,000? That would be a normal question for you to ask, right?
Yes.
Did you ask that question?
Yes.
And what did he tell you?
He said he didn't know why Val was paying him so much money. He just said that he just helped her out a lot.
I didn't know why Val would give me so much money. And I assume you knew Val because you let your son go over there.
Right.
And I assume, you know, you have nicely coordinated clothes that you're wearing and jewelry and everything else. And I assume either you or your husband own a phone.
Yes.
Well, the next thing that I would do is not say to my son, go spend the money. I would pick up the phone and I would say to Val, what is he doing for you for thousands of dollars? Did you do that?
I did not.
Well, that's pretty ridiculous. That suggests to me either one of two things. Either you knew he was getting this money and that they were stealing it, he and his friend, because a normal parent, and you look normal, are you normal?
Yes.
Would say, just one second here. I have a 13-year-old kid who's walking around with $2,000 in $100 bills that he says he's doing for odd jobs for Val. Maybe he was stealing it. Where else would he get thousands of dollars in $100 bills when he works for my brother mowing the lawn? He gets $20, and that takes him a long time, and I know where he is most of the time during the summer. What is he doing for thousands of dollars and $100 bills? That would what the normal parents would say, not here, go shopping.
And Your Honor, that's why I did reach out to Val and ask her.
When? Before or after you said, you just told me you told him to go shopping. Normal person would say, give me that money. I'm gonna find out where you got this money from before I send you shopping.
It was after.
I know it was after because he went shopping, and then when there was a communication, and I don't know who precipitated the communication, who was it?
Misty. It was I.
Tell me when and under what circumstances.
It was probably around the 3rd or 4th week of August. Hayden kept taking Christian shopping, and so I knew then that something was wrong.
Well, he already had $2,000 that you told him he can go shopping with.
Right, and I just believed him. I've never had any issues with my son lying to me or being in any kind of trouble.
When their mouths move, they lie.
That's true.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
13?
Yes.
12? When their mouths move, they're lying. And if something doesn't make sense, it's usually not true. I mean, that's, you're not a kid. You're not 12. You're a mature woman. You have children. You're articulate. Where were your brains? They went on holiday.
Yeah.
Good. You owe them $3,000. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I did the wrong thing in this situation.
He was one of my best friends, so I thought I could trust him.
It was just a stupid decision that I did in the moment's notice.
They're no longer friends. No longer friends. We'll just say that.
I think they should stay away from each other totally.
Because
there's no reason in this world.
Probably just because of the fact that the boys had access to the safe.
That a 12-year-old kid should have the combination to a safe with that amount of money.
And they took advantage of the situation.
Don't steal money.
Don't steal money ever.